Blog Talk Radio.
Attention to world news, world politics, and even local politics. It has been a manic, crazy weekend. We will probably not talk about the politics of the situation because, well, kind of want to do a little bit of a check-in with y'all. You remember how last week we were talking about trigger people? And if you notice, the topic is shiny, happy people. You know, the kind that make me sort of difficult to be around. They are a trigger for me, honestly. People that come up like, I'm super happy. Aren't you happy? Why aren't you happy? Life is wonderful. Life is great. It's raining outside. There's a hurricane and there's an earthquake. But it's such a pleasant day. Look, we won't have to worry about watering our plants. 3 inches of rain. Blah, blah, blah. Those kind of people kind of honestly make me want to punch people. Just saying. That's what I mean by shiny, happy people, which kind of actually is sort of honestly a tough thing. Now, Money Girl's not going to lie. You remember how I told you before about having some issues with with triggers, feeling overwhelmed and judged. I'm not going to lie, yesterday was not a great day, at least part of it. So I'm going to publicly apologize to those people who decided to get in my way and be shiny and happy. But isn't life great? Aren't you just so happy? Isn't it such a wonderful day? The sky is blue. It's cloudless. The sun is shining. That's a typical day in California, but whatever. And you just want to punch them because they're just so darn happy, but you have to stifle those big feelings. Don't you know? You just kind of have to stifle them, those big feelings. Well, couldn't do some of the escape things I normally do. So I drew upon my education and I decided to act. I was acting. So what was I acting and being? I'm not being fake per se, just restraining my reaction to shiny, happy people. I mean, let's face it. We're talking about emotional resilience and financial resilience. I am so glad I did not sign a check or a contract yesterday because I was not in the best place. So did I go through and do my list? I did later. You know, is it all or nothing? Is it all good, bad, win, lose, oh, or one? Does this help me? Certainly not. How do I feel when I have these things go on? I want to strangle the shiny apple happy people, but that's illegal and wrong. And there was something else that triggered me today. And I to be perfectly fair, I probably should not have been listening to the geopolitical news, which I will not go into. Suffice to say that, and there I know several people that are benefiting to the tune of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars from the current situation. I could out them. I could dox them. They know who they are. More importantly, the Splendificus Foundation knows who they are. And we choose to rise above and not dox. We choose to support your mental health, the community mental health, whether it is through music, whether it is, you know, and stay positive, positive, like Skippa says, and Stats says, or by listening to MG say, hey, there's a better way. It all comes together into one whole because helping you is where we shine. That's why we are a B Corporation. And by B, I mean as in for the benefit of. We have a community-based focus that we are a not-for-profit. Now, by the way, not-for-profit does not. So that means if you go and click our links and do some of those things, right, all of those things, while they may cost you money, those things go back to our artists in the form of grants, our artists in the form of supporting fees for performance spaces. in Money Girl's case, it's a platform for me to teach, not necessarily teach per se, share my path and share things that I've learned to help all of you do better. And, you know, what's the Beatles song? Oh, he's oh so good, and he's oh so fine, and he's oh so healthy in his wallet and his mind. I'm sure John and George are rolling in their graves with my murdercation of that. But that's who we are. That's our mission. I've told you last week, and I absolutely mean it, this is the realness. So how do you get along with difficult people? And you work with them all the time. You go to school with them. They're in front of you on the freeway or in traffic. So how do you deal with these people? And I consider shiny, happy people difficult to work with. Not because MG has an inner goth. But because there's a lot of room for a lot of room where your mental health can actually affect your financial health. Put it this way. Money Girl found the secret stash of Girl Scout cookies. Now, it did not matter that they were kind of stale because they were from, you know, March. So they're at least 6 months old or older. Did not matter. Money Girl was having a bad day, went down this kind of pity spiral. One and a half packages later, did it help? Did binging on that stuff help? In the short term, maybe. In the long term, certainly not. Money Girl will take on the healthcare system right now and say the speed of Medicare, Medi-Cal, which are government block grants to the states, which are then administered on a state and county level. Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal being the indigent population of California, read uninsured, not covered by Obamacare, which, by the way, did you know that in 2008, 2010, when they passed Obamacare, it was designed to cover the 26 million that were uninsured or underinsured. Guess how many that number is now in 2023? 30 million. Under or uninsured. So there were all these invasive government programs. Now this is lest people think, oh, I'm out here, going after all this. No, that's not the case. Really, that's not the case. What it really comes down to is you need to be aware. You need to read the fine print. You're going to read the fine print, and sometimes not so fine anymore because they put it in big, bold type when you go to buy a car. because they want you to understand the gravity of, you know, the gravity and the permanence of your decision. With, oh, healthy thinking and finding ways to avoid all or nothing thinking, to develop a more accurate situation. The answer is, you know, I will remember that I will not fall into binary thinking. I will find at least one thing every day to be grateful for. Now, if you have a way you can write that down and put it in your gratitude jar that you can put with your little Thanksgiving turkey, and yes, you can make a Thanksgiving turkey out of your handprint for those of you who are not creative at all, read Money Girl. Okay, well, you just take a pen, you draw the outline of your hand, the fingers extended, the thumb becomes the head, you know, down there and underneath, you draw two little stick feet with three toes each. Those are the feet, okay, and then you can color it in, and you can put your little grateful chart in front of it. Although Money Girl will say, being grateful and finding reasons to give thanks no matter what. Am I thrilled that I'm going to have to put my yard work on hold? No, but I will be grateful because I will not have to water the lawn until middle of next week. I will be thankful and grateful because the sidewalk project will be a lot easier because it's easier to do when you're digging up moist dirt rather than dry native soil. Okay, so there's that. Will it make me super happy, you larky? I'm going to wake up. And there are people that do this, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. They wake up full of energy, bounding, determined to do better. Today is a new day. Carpe diem. Seize the day. And then you run into the person that has to get the last cup in front of you at 7-Eleven. And you go, really, bro? Really? Or, let's just say you're, and by the way, Money Girl does not advocate buying your beverages at 7-Eleven or that place with the funky green and white cups and mythical creatures in their logo. All right? Y'all know Money Girl. Money Girl says save your money, put it in something else besides, you know. You can get coffee pots, Homewares are coming on sale, right? Grab your coffee pot, which, by the way, you don't have to use for coffee. Did you know you can use it to keep your water hot, and then you can have, like, instant oatmeal, or you put the hot water over the tea bags, and you can have tea, or you can have some other warm, comforting beverage. I know some people that they go, I'm just going to warm up the water, throw in a little bit of ginger powder, put in a little bit of lemon juice, call it good. And that's their tonic to start today. If you're like other members in my family who will remain nameless, they'll take warm water, some apple cider vinegar, and some molasses. And if y'all are puking at the moment, kind of feeling that puke factor coming on, you're not alone. Swill that all together and drink it down. And that is their, not only is that their go-go tonic, that's their weight loss tonic. But the whole point is, however you decide to use it, it's still a lot more economical on a cup per cup basis. There's a lot less environmental damage because you don't have to have the carbon footprint of traveling to wherever you're going for that using fuel, time, and money. Remember, we're about helping you have a better future. MG is about finding ways to help you be financially and emotionally resilient. And this is a way to inexpensively kind of get back, because you're now happily what I call happily caffeinated. I know other people would call it, yes, I'm now, I have food and beverage, so you won't die. Did Money Girl mention her roommates might be a little meshuggah? And so that's where we're going. Once again, shout out to the Splendificus Foundation that lets me have this space. So we've talked about how you deal with the shiny, happy people. How do you deal with them? First off, you don't let them get to you. You know, it's what's a good pattern? Instead of wanting to punch them because they're just so over the top, all to the point of being unbelievable that anyone can be that happy and that positive all the time. I'm going to suggest a little more middle-of-the-road approach. Now, I'm not saying that because you find things in the middle of the road like skunks dead. What I am saying is it's a more moderate approach. Because remember, shiny, happy people, super high up the peak, way up here. Then you have some people like Money Girl who have an inner goth. It's like, no. Or an inner Eeyore. Let me put it this way. Eeyore, you know, the little gray donkey that lived in the woods with the house of sticks. It'll only fall off again. That sort of attitude, which is the complete opposite. So you, again, and you've heard Money Girl talk about this for weeks. You don't want to say, way up here, all the time, super happy, shiny, shiny, shiny. And life is terrible, and the world is gray. Oh, it'll only fall off again. Attitude. Now, some people will say if you're bouncing back and forth between those two extremes, that may be bipolar, to which I will say I am not a qualified medical professional to make that diagnosis. I will say if you are going between these peaks and valleys, and not being able to find a middle ground without without using talk therapy or some other form of professional intervention, there is no harm. Please, 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 if this is you, ask for help. What I'm offering to you is, if you're in that situation, is essentially a Band-Aid. It's a little bit of first aid to help get you on a scale to where you know you have an issue, and so you know where to go ask for help. Money Girl has talked with the powers that be, and slowly, 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 remember I said usually first of the year, we are working on creating a list of mental health resources so that if you feel when you're listening to this that things are just, you need more than what MG can offer, you'll have a place to go and get help. A link to click, a way to reach out. Because part of being resilient is taking these obstacles that come at you and triumphing. And we're here to give you the tools to do that, both physically, both mentally and financially, fiscally. That is because that's who we are. That's what it means to help find your splendificus. That's fantastic state of splendidness. Okay? Which isn't crazy, manic, shiny, happy. But it's a place of being comfortable, liking who you are, being, it doesn't mean having like multiple digits in your bank account, but it means that you are not worried that your bills are met, that you have a, for what, however you're going to define abundance. I mean, at one point, Money Girl defined abundance as having enough funds to be able to walk into the donut store, pulling down her little $5 once a week for a ham and cheese croissant and a small Diet Coke with no ice before inflation. Now, are there better ways to spend that $5? Yes, we've talked about market funds. We've talked about places to put that money. But the important thing, the most important thing is to give each one of you who's listening the tools to be resilient, to overcome, to be comfortable, whether it's in your own skin or in your bank account or that. I can't combine the two of those because that just is not going to be, just not going to work. But to have you be emotionally resilient and strong where you can look, get up and look in the mirror, yourself in the mirror and go, I like who you are today. Today we can go out and... So that's how you deal with shiny, happy people. And we want to give you those tools. Next week we're going to talk a little bit about, because we've talked about the physical impact. Next we're going to have to talk about the physical impacting the emotional and the fiscal, right? Because at the end it's all about the green, right? It's all about you being healthy, happy, and resilient. So we'll be talking about that short, you know, in the next week. And I will catch you Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, and that's what we'll be talking about. Thank you so much for Splendificus Foundation for giving me this opportunity and helping us fulfill our goal of community mental health and artist mental health. We're doing more, we're working together to provide you with more. So that being said, Money Girl will catch you Monday on the flip side. Until then, Money Girl out.